It almost looked like there was going to be some interference, too, on Penn State trying to prevent Corson to get back in the play. And he made it back. Tyson Jugnauth was right behind him, too, to help out.
Now Jugnauth throws his body into Sarlo, and that freed the puck. The Badgers, Mersch, though, pressured, gave it away. Right wing, pass, and Jared Moe stopping Tour Linden with a blast as he bid for a hat trick. And now three Badgers teaming up on one Nittany Lion, and the linesmen in to separate things. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Well, Brian and Paul here in State College, matching minors. Anthony Kerr for Wisconsin and Tyler Paquette for Penn State at 12:41. So we'll skate 4-on-4 here for the next 2 minutes, 5-on-5 if you count the goaltenders, just in case Bill Howard's listening down in Florida where he's sunning himself. I'd like to say hi to Bob Look, who's listening back in central Wisconsin. Glad to hear that despite the newspaper article by Todd Molesky, and yes, there was a newspaper article referring to hockey by Todd Molesky in the Wisconsin State Journal. There was one, referring to Bob Look in his 25 years as public address announcer at Wisconsin hockey games at the Kohl Center. Many of us thought he was going to retire, but we're not so lucky. Bob is going to keep doing it. No, we're thrilled that he said he'll do it as long as they want him to do it. So can't wait to see Bob back at the rink next year.
Hope he's still listening after that little dig.
Right, I know. See, again, the power radio, you know, you can tweet at me all you want. I don't read well anyway, so I rarely read tweets. Offside call on Penn State. But, yeah, we're just trying to have a little fun. Down 6-1 with 7 minutes left here in regulation. And then the regular season finale tomorrow at 4 o'clock Central with 3:30 pregame on the Badgers Sports Network. Jared Moe's gone the distance here. You know, it's somewhat similar to what we saw in Ann Arbor, the Badgers' last road series, where the Wolverines just came flying and the Badgers just had no answer. Charlie Stramel wipes out near the Penn State blue line, but Kuhlman's there, picks up the puck. Corson fans off to his right to the slot intended for Stramel off the stick of Mack and back out to center. Matching minors continue for a minute 15. Jugnauth skating in front of his own net, wipes out. But thankfully for the Badgers, Charlie Stramel was right there preventing Penn State from getting the puck. And now Jugnauth just gave it away to Kerwin. Low right now is Shania. Back to Kerwin. He rockets one that I think Moe got a piece of. And now Jugnauth sticks his shoulder into Shania, who looks back at Jugnauth, and they're barking at one another. Andy Shania, former Dubuque Fighting Saint, 2 years with a national team program, too. Shania hails from Brooklyn, New York. How far is Brooklyn from Long Island?
It's on Long Island.
Where on Long Island is Brooklyn?
Right across the water from Manhattan.
Where's that?
It's an island east of the mainland.
Oh, I know so little about New York City. Here's McKechnie now. Shoots one backhand, stick to side by Moe. We've got lights going on and off in the building here. I don't know if you've noticed that. Maybe it's just over the... Maybe they're trying to turn off our power here so we don't have to continue.
And get ready for the line dance.
That'd be great. Here comes Penn State again. Lampa now, low right on his backhand. Puck behind the defenseman, DeNaples. Both teams at full strength now. The coincidental minor is over. Centering pass for Paquette, broken up by Sam Stang. 5:08 to go in the third. 6-1 Penn State. Jack Gorniak now. I think of Gorniak and I just think of giddy up. Don't you?
Horse races and
Shania Twain. Yep. That's a song of hers, apparently.
Former rumor of Curtis Joseph.
Yeah. Puck out at center. Bantle battling for it. Has no idea where it is now. Jugnauth has it. Angled a pass to Stang. Tried to sauce ahead to Smolanic. Didn't get through. And the Badgers again at center with the puck with 4.5 minutes left. Penn State's back at the red line. We'll scoop it to the left corner. Moe directing traffic. Kuhlemans goes to get it. Nice outlet to Smolonic stick. And Ty sauces up to Bantle. But four Nittany Lions back, and Carson turned over the puck at the blue line. Cervagno now, the fourth line centerman, tried to shoot, but it was partially blocked. Back out to neutral, and Bantle run into by Shade, but Bantle put the Shade into Shade, knocked him right down. And Bantle injured himself, and he appears to be favoring his right shoulder. Good boy. Penn State lifts it all the way down, no icing. Lodge, stutter step, actually faked out Calder and took the puck. Now here comes Malmquist across the line, and he'll shoot one left wing, saved by Soulier. There was a rebound there, but the Badgers couldn't get to it. Borlicki holds left point and then tried to split a pair of Nittany Lions and gave it away. Genev taps it ahead, picked up by Linden. Now Calder one-on-one. Dexheimer walks around backhand centering, actually shot it more so than centering a pass, and Mo able to make the stop and cover with 3:25 to go in the third. It's 6-1 Penn State. This win for the Nittany Lions will give them 34 points in the league and pull them even with Michigan State for what would be fourth place as of right now. Ohio State's at Minnesota tonight, and Notre Dame with a power play goal in the third period. Irish hanging on with a 3-2 lead at Michigan. Did you know Notre Dame's won 5 games in a row in Ann Arbor?
I heard that.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. But their styles are probably a good matchup for how Michigan plays open, and Notre Dame is more disciplined.
Yes. McEachern's out there, Wall and Kerwin. And Stramel able to poke the puck free, trying to get it out to center, no luck. Back deep in the Wisconsin zone, delayed offside on Penn State, so the Badgers all kinds of time and space, but actually plenty of space, not enough time. 2:50 to go in the third at 6-1 Nittany Lions. Here comes Wall now. Lodge skates with him and forced him wide behind the net. Turned over the puck, but Kerr can't clear. Dylan Grattan from long range. Easy save for Moe, and he hangs on. Jared Moe now with 33 saves tonight. Badgers trailing 6-1. And I believe the Wisconsin women now up 2-0 on Mankato at LeBron Arena in their playoff opener.
Might be 3 now, actually.
All right. 3-0. We've got some scores coming up during our post-game show. Plan to talk with associate head coach Mark Osiki as well. And we'll get right back at it tomorrow. In fact, I plan to pour myself a cup of ambition.
What artist is that from?
9 to 5, Dolly Parton.
Oh, yes.
Oh, goodness. Snapshot right wing by Sarlo blocked. Badgers with it. Caulfield. Gorniak. Caulfield back to Gorniak. Here come the Badgers. Jack dumps it down and gives chase. Really, nobody can skate with Gorniak when he gets his feet moving. Now Caulfield pulls it free. The pass towards the slot. Man knocked down. Lampa. Stang tried to dig it. Still working for it. And now Cervagno's got it for Penn State. And they outlet it to Paquette with 1:40 left in the third. You know, it's easy for Paul and I to giggle and try to find a way to work our way through a game like this. It's not a laughing matter for the young men and Cardinal and White, or the coaches and the staff members on the bench right now. Long lead. Penn State, Lamonquist will chase it down in the offensive zone. Goal line right, looking for Erdahl, and he was cutting to the net but couldn't catch the pass. And now they're doing the wave here at Pegula Ice Arena as Moe stops the puck and covers with 1:12 left in the third period, 6-1 Penn State.
That was a good point, because as we've seen all year, if whenever there's games like this, Wisconsin has been one of those fought all the way to the horns in these games.
Yep.
We've seen them pick up play a little bit here in the third period, get a goal, and get some more chances against. First period wasn't much, but the last two have been better on the offensive end.
Badgers clear. Dexheimer to a leaping Malmquist across the line. Erdahl back to Malmquist. Can't shovel it in front of the net. Now he will with his forehand, and not sure what that hit, but it had Soulier off balance, leaning to his right. Eventually Penn State comes out of there with it. Tour Linden looking for a hand trick, Genev with it. Right side snapshot. Mo got a piece of that. Berger holds and lobs it back deep. 40 seconds left. The fans that remain up on their feet after the final minute was announced. Penn State will get to 20 wins for the fifth time in 11 seasons under head coach Guy Gadowski. The Badgers will fall to 5-18 in league play, 12-21 overall. And this will be 21 consecutive Big Ten regular season road losses by the Wisconsin Badgers. And they'll be 0-11 on the road in Big Ten play this season and outscored 57-21. Penn State with three in the first, three more in the second. Badgers get the lone goal in the third. 6-1 Nittany Lions over Wisconsin tonight. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. We'll return in a minute from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Protect and maintain your wood surfaces with Minwax stains and finishes. They offer a great variety of easy-to-use products that provide a beautiful, rich color that enhances the natural wood grain. Start with a finish that will last for years to come. Minwax oil-based wood finish is $10.99 per quart after 11% rebate. Good through February 26th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Snow showers likely at times. Tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 12. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 27. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 11. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight with another inch Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Medicine and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Along with Paul Capobianco, I'm Brian Posick. Wisconsin suffers a 6-1 loss here at Penn State and falls to 12-21, 5-18 in the Big Ten. Nittany Lions now 20-12-1, 10-12-1 in the league, and currently in a fourth-place tie with Michigan State. And we'll update other Big Ten scores in a moment. But 6-1 the final. Badgers fall here tonight. Let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Paul, who do you have?
Start with number three. This one is one of those where it's hard to find a Badger to give a star to, so I'm going all three on Penn State. And number three, Ashton Calder, part of the top line here that ended up with 7 points and three goals all in the first period and put the game really out of reach right away. But he had two assists. Number two star, Daniel Geniev.
Yeah.
He had a goal and assist. He's created some opportunities with his speed. Nice setup, nice goal. And then number one, Tor Linden, the transfer from RPI, had the second and third goals, one on a one-timer on the power play, and a second one on a great pass by his teammate Ashton Calder, cutting through on the far side, a lightning or seeing eye pass right through the Badger D and finished with a beautiful shot. And the made it 3-0 Penn State, and they took it from there.
Yeah, Linden also won 14 of 24 faceoffs. Fine senior centerman, Tor Linden for Penn State, which knocks off Wisconsin here tonight 6-1. Our stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry. They feature full-access cabinet construction and soft closed drawers and doors. Explore all of the beautiful cabinets on display in our kitchen showroom. With so many styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find the one that fits your home. Get 11% off all Clearview Cabinetry from Menards. Good through February 26th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Penn State knocks off Wisconsin tonight. We name our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Paul?
I was debating this one. I was going to give a Brock Caulfield goal as the energizing play or performance, but I'm actually going to go with Corson Kuhlman's just in general.
Yeah.
He stood out a little bit for the batters, trying to create offense, just getting the pucks up the ice. Was noticeable much of the game and kind of gave the Badgers a little bit of energy throughout.
All right. Carson Bantle assisted on Brock Caulfield's goal at 9:47, and they originally gave Charlie Stramel the secondary assist, but actually changed that, and Corson Kuhlman's gets credit for that. So Kuhlman's with his second straight 20-point season. Good for the sophomore defenseman who's got 5 points in his last six games. But the Badgers fall here on the road tonight to Penn State, 6-1. And, you know, George Jones once sang choices, right? So you have choices tomorrow, this club does. It's a regular season finale. You got to forget about this one and come out and play your fanny off and find a way to slow them down. Because if you give up three goals in the first period, we've seen this season, Wisconsin doesn't have the capability to strike back fast, generally speaking.
And missing Cruz Lucius made it more difficult tonight. Yes. But it was 14 seconds in, and Penn State got a win on a faceoff, or kind of a crazy faceoff play, and got the lead at that point, and that just made it difficult for Wisconsin. And that line got confidence for them, the top line, and kept going in the first period especially. They kind of got quiet after that a little bit. Badgers adjusted, or they kind of settled down a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, again, we've seen the Badgers respond the last couple of weeks on the Saturday night, and they'll use that as some fuel to get ready for tomorrow and try to get back and get a victory instead.
All right. Nice job tonight. You got to work on your country music.
You did a heck of a job coming up with those.
I wrote it all down. Oh, yeah, it's just the Google machine. It's really fun to work with.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Brian.
That's Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Communications. Badgers fall to Penn State 6-1. We'll return in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive. thrive and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Well, Penn State jumped out to a very early lead tonight against Wisconsin, scoring 14 seconds in. Danny Geniev, his seventh goal of the season from Ashton Calder and Tour Linden. And then about 6 minutes later, Linden scored his ninth of the year, came on a power play from Geniev and Christian Berger. At 16:36, Linden lit the lamp again, his 10th of the season from Calder and Jared Crespo. It was 3-0 Penn State after one. Then the Nittany Lions continue to score. At 3:02 of the second, Tyler Grattan, his seventh goal of the year from Kevin Wall and Crespo. At 10:38, an even strength goal for Connor McMenamin, his seventh of the year from Dylan Grattan and Xander Lampa. And then at 16:30 of the second period, defenseman Simon Mack got his fourth of the year from Connor McEachern and Wall. 6-0 after two. The Badgers did score in the third. Brock Caulfield is 11th this season from Carson Bantle. And course in Kuhlman's, it came at 9:47, but far too little, too late. The Badgers gave up 40 shots on goal tonight. Wisconsin had 25 in all, only five in the first period. Both teams 1-for-2 on the power play. Both teams had three penalties for 6 minutes. Wisconsin won 32 of 60 faceoffs tonight. Owen Lindmark was 10 of 16 in the faceoff circle. Brock Caulfield, 11 of 17. Badgers also blocked 16 shots compared to Penn State's 14. Mike Vorlicki and Charlie Stramel each had three blocked shots tonight. Jared Moe gave up 6 goals on 40 shots tonight, so 34 saves for Jared. His record falls to 10 and 16. Liam Soulier stopped 24 of 25 Badger bids tonight. His record this season now 17-11-1. 6,371 fans watched Penn State beat Wisconsin here tonight, 6-1. And we'll check scores from around the country after this 3-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Penn State 6, Wisconsin 1, final score here tonight. Associate head coach Marco Siki has made his way upstairs here at Pugula Ice Arena. Boy, they jumped on you right away and just didn't have an answer, especially in the first period.
Well, I mean, they were a team that came out and had purpose to their game. They were a team that looked like they lost two at home last weekend, and they didn't want to lose three in a row. I mean, that was their statement right from the get-go. We had a little mix-up on the first goal, maybe a tough bounce, what have you, and we never recovered from that.
Yeah, and, you know, how well your team played last Saturday and the weekend before against Minnesota, it just seems one, you take a step forward and then you take two or three back, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, you don't want to say chemistry, because you had a little different look with the lineup.
Well, without Cruz Lucius, I mean, that's a big difference.
There's some chemistry that takes place, and maybe a little bit mentality going into the game where guys are trying to feel that out a little bit, have a different feel going into the game. You know, it's a strange thing, because you know you're not going to go through and win every single game, and you're not going to be like on top of your game every single game, but you have to be closer to being more consistent. Like you just said, four games in a row, we were really consistent. Now, we didn't win them all, but we played good hockey.
Yeah.
And coming out here tonight, you had to know, if you're putting on the uniform, that Penn State was coming out to make a push. They lost two at home last weekend.
Right.
You had to know that. It just seemed like our guys didn't listen. Didn't understand that, and it's frustrating as a coach, as a player, anyone that's involved in the game. It's frustrating because where is it? It's a fun rink to play in. Small, happens fast,
loud.
You know, yeah. I mean, you should be excited to play. It's very similar to going into Duluth. You know, very similar type building and ice surface and how things happen fast and. Just wasn't there right from the get-go. It was we talked about, you know, Penn State stretching the ice, going north fast. You have to get pucks and make them turn and make them go 200 feet. Didn't happen right from the get-go.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You know, you won those back-to-back games in Duluth, and we haven't won on the road since. That's tough to swallow.
Yeah, and we're a better hockey club than that. I mean, we are. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. So it's a strange thing. You know, but it is a mentality and a mindset going into the game. And tonight we just didn't have that mindset.
Yeah. Kind of a wait and see as far as the availability of Cruz Lucius tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We sit and wait.
All right. And then, you got to get after it, break it down, and try to pump them up for tomorrow.
Shouldn't have to break too much down after a game like that. You should be, if you're a player and putting on the skates, you should be pretty excited for that puck to drop and want that puck to drop right now. But if we have to break it down and make guys understand, then we got the wrong guys, my opinion. I mean, you want to put your skates on right now. Happens to all of us. You end up losing a game. But if you have anything inside you, you want to drop that puck right now. Let's go. Let's play again.
All right. Thanks for coming up.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Associate head coach Mark Osiki. Badgers fall to Penn State 6-1. Scoreboard in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you, and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Yes.
Back here in State College, one last time, we take a look at the scoreboard, and we'll start with non-conference action. First period out west, Alaska leads Arizona State 1-0. Atlantic Hockey, league champion RIT beat Air Force 3-1. Mercyhurst edged Niagara 3-2. Sacred Heart over American International in a shootout 3-2. 3-0, Canisius beat Holy Cross and Army over Bentley tonight 5-3. In the CCHA, big series in Mankato between Minnesota State and Michigan Tech. The Mavericks have a 2-point lead on the Huskies for the McNaughton Cup, and they are scoreless. Michigan Tech and Minnesota State scoreless after two periods. Lake State beat Ferris State 3-2. Northern Michigan doubled Bowling Green 4-2. St. Thomas leads Bemidji 2-1 after two. In the ECAC tonight, Quinnipiac had already clinched the conference championship regular season title. Bobcats beat Union tonight 4-1. No score on Princeton and RPI. Harvard over St. Lawrence 6-2. Cornell blank Brown 5-0. Yale a 4-2 win over Colgate. Clarkson leads Dartmouth 4-0. Hockey East Northeastern went into the weekend with a one-point lead over Boston University, 2 points better than Merrimack. They still have a weekend of hockey to play next weekend, but UMass beat Northeastern today 3-2, and Boston University a 5-3 win over Vermont. So now BU is in first place in the league with 45 points, 2 points better than Northeastern, and Merrimack a 5-3 win over Lowell. So actually, Merrimack is in second place, 1 point behind BU and 1 point ahead of Northeastern. Also, BC and Maine tonight, and the Black Bears, who really started well, having a good season. Maine's been struggling of late, but the Black Bears a 6-3 win over BC tonight. In the NCHC, Denver started the weekend with a 5-point lead over Western Michigan. They were playing in Big Rapids tonight, and Denver beat the Broncos 5-2, so that's 7 points. Make that an 8-point advantage now for Denver in the league title race. Looks like the Pioneers are going to win the NCHC. Minnesota Duluth, a 3-0 lead over Miami after two periods in Duluth. St. Cloud State, a 5-1 advantage at Omaha. That's late second period. North Dakota's at Colorado College tonight. And in the Big Ten, Ohio State and Minnesota scoreless late first period at Mariucci. As of right now, Michigan's alone in second place, 1 point ahead of Ohio State. Michigan got 1 point today in its home game against Notre Dame. Actually rallied to force overtime on an Adam Fantilli power play goal, but Notre Dame wins in a shootout. So the Irish get 2 points. Michigan just won. With Penn State's win over Wisconsin today, the standings right now have Michigan in second place. Ohio State with 36 points, 1 point back. So Michigan 37, Ohio State 36. Michigan State and Penn State both 34, and Notre Dame 33 points. If the season, regular season, ended right now, before the result of the Ohio State-Minnesota game, the Badgers would be in Ann Arbor. But we're going to keep an eye on Ohio State and Minnesota. If the Buckeyes win tonight, they will finish in second place. No, actually, they would not finish in second place. They could, but Michigan would still have a chance to catch them. So we don't know where Wisconsin's going to be in the first round of the playoffs. Well, we do know that the Badgers need to play better than they did tonight if they hope to make a run in the postseason. Penn State was very good tonight and picked up win number 20. My thanks to Mike Henderson at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Paul Capobianco for helping me on the broadcast. Really help. Like to thank everybody for listening and hanging in there. And we'll do it again tomorrow. Our broadcast will start at 3:30 with face-off at 4 o'clock. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Again, the final score from State College, Penn State 6, Wisconsin 1. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are joined by State Senator Kelda Royce this whole half hour. And Kelda, do you remember, I think it's the only time we've actually met in person.
Yeah, I did a little bit of a fangirl moment. I was like, everything. And I was like, oh my God, As Goes Wisconsin.
So I was, this was spring 2021. I was filming a video and like walking around the Capitol. And all of a sudden I just hear, As Goes Wisconsin! And I turn around and it's Kelda. And I think you were in a minivan.
I definitely, I was putting like in a dirty minivan.
I was like, oh, hi.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, it was great. It was great. It was, now I get to tell it on the radio. And so it's great to see you again.
Yes, you too. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And so this is, it's interesting because I'm so happy you're here to talk about this because I saw this headline for the last couple weeks. And I saw it was something I kept kind of waiting for the ruling to come down for us to talk about it because I knew that it was pending. But as far as I understand it, so right now there is an anti-abortion group that is through the appeal process has made it to a Trump-appointed federal judge in Texas who now it's in this person's hands whether or not mifepristone, which is one of the two pills that people can take for to induce an abortion, is now, despite being approved by the FDA for the last two decades, could just go bye-bye. Is that kind of the scenario?
Yeah, basically the, this anti-choice religious legal group is challenging the FDA's decision almost a quarter century ago to approve mifepristone, which is one of the two most commonly used medications in a medication abortion. So there are different regimens. You can do a medication abortion using only misoprostol, which is Cytotec. That's an ulcer medication that in a lot of places is over the counter. It's very cheap. This is how many abortions are done throughout the world. But in the U.S., we've traditionally been using the two medication regimen that includes mifepristone. So this is scary because obviously about half the abortions in this country are done via medication abortion rather than surgical. With Roe gone, the need is even greater. And so this is going to not only affect women in states like Wisconsin, where abortion is unavailable, but also in blue states that thought that their abortion rights were secure.
And isn't this right on the heels of it just becoming over the counter? Basically, wasn't it just even like just a month ago where
I wish.
Because I felt like we talked about that somewhat recently, where instead of having to go to a doctor, as long as you had, you still needed a prescription. So sorry, not over the counter, but you could get it from a pharmacy instead of having to get the actual pills from a doctor. That happened recently, right?
Right. So yeah, the FDA had basically, there is frankly no medical or scientific reason why medication abortion shouldn't be over the counter. It is, as I mentioned, in other places, and from a safety perspective, it should be over the counter. But the FDA finally removed some of its politically motivated restrictions on medication abortion and basically allowed it to be more widely stocked in pharmacies so that you could just go pick it up in a pharmacy in a state where that's legal. Now, there's an open question as to whether states are allowed to actually add additional hurdles on getting medication that's been approved by the FDA. Like if the FDA says something can be over the counter or something can be prescribed by telemedicine, are states allowed to impose additional restrictions on that? So that's a different kind of pending question. But yeah, this is very scary. But the good news is it gives us a chance to talk about medication abortion and educate people, because we know we can't leave our own reproductive health in the hands of politicians and nor the medical profession. This is something that we all have an individual and a collective community responsibility to make sure that people know that they can get medication abortion online anywhere in the country. There's a great nonprofit called Aid Access that will ship it to you. And it costs about $100, but if you can't afford it, they'll ship it to you anyway. And I think it's really important for people to know that, especially right now as we're looking down the barrel at this very scary ruling.
Because one of the things, I think I read this in Jezebel, was there is also providers who are prepared to go off-label. And so is that another option as far as if in the, I guess in the worst case scenario, I guess for the three of us, as our opinion of this, obviously other people's best case scenario might be our worst case scenario, of this federal judge ruling that the FDA overstepped or shouldn't be approved, that I'm assuming this goes, there likely would try to be appealed to this U.S. Supreme Court.
Right. Yeah, it'll go to the Fifth Circuit, which is probably the worst one. I mean, there's a reason that these anti-choice legal groups are cherry picking their judges and their circuits because they know how they want it to travel. Because most judges would look at this and be like, hey, this is one of the safest medications out there. It's actually safer than Tylenol, safer than Viagra, way safer than childbirth. And they wouldn't have a leg to stand on. So they needed to find a judge that was basically compromised. And they found it in this, ultra-MAGA Trump guy.
Our guest is State Senator Kelda Royce for the next half hour. Kelda, I find this so frustrating because it is a religious group that is pursuing this. I assume some of them are doctors of theology, but none of them are medical doctors.
Well, there are even doctors who are anti-choice, right? Mm-hmm. People come in all shapes and sizes. But I think the point is we don't get to impose our religious values on anybody else. And we certainly should not be using our laws to enshrine one specific religious ideology that then everybody else has to adhere to. And, you know, it's hard for me to imagine how it makes someone feel good about their faith if it's compulsory, you know? Like patriotism is not sincere if it's coerced. The same is true, I think, for religion. So trying to force people to adhere to one narrow religious ideology is un-American and totally ineffective.
And so with this, because right now this is not something that really, at least from, through a doctor, a pill that we can get in Wisconsin anyways.
Well, we can through Aid Access. And actually, we could, you know, up until Dobbs, absolutely, you could have gotten medication abortion. Now, in Wisconsin, abortion has been heavily regulated over the last 50 years. And so, you know, there were waiting periods and bias counseling and mandatory delay laws. And you had to actually get it from a physician in person. Again, none of which are important for medical reasons or for safety. These are all political restrictions to make it as, you know, difficult and burdensome to get an abortion as possible. But it was still possible to get it pre-Dobbs. So, and now you can get it, but you're not going to probably be able to get it from a Wisconsin physician unless they're willing to, you know, put themselves potentially on the line for some rogue prosecutor to go after them. I mean, I don't believe the 1849 law is enforceable. I think it's both unconstitutional and also unenforceable. But, you know, you're asking somebody to take a pretty big leap of faith. And, you know, doctors are traditionally risk averse, right? They want to do things by the book. But Dr. Rebecca Gompertz has just been an incredible pioneer in abortion access. She founded the Women on Waves ships that would go into Ireland and places where abortion was illegal, bring women out into international waters, provide them with abortion services, and then take them back. And now with Aid Access, she has been providing medication abortion all over the world in places where it's illegal to women in really desperate situations all over the world, and helping them access medication abortion. And now she's unfortunately having to do that here in the United States and including in Wisconsin.
Including Wisconsin. And so as someone who works in the Capitol and, you know, we just got through a very important election on Tuesday. And Jane and I both heard on different radio stations conversations about how much abortion is going to play a role in the upcoming Supreme Court general election. But even before that, because I do want to talk about that, but in the Capitol right now, are there any discussions happening of trying to get ahead of the bit, like of the election, and finding some compromise through lawmakers? Is that happening? I know sometimes we hear from Governor Evers, we hear from Robin Voss, but are there actual conversations happening?
You know, unfortunately, on an issue like abortion, people are pretty much set in their ways. And because, you know, the Republican Party has kind of created a problem for themselves with gerrymandering. The 1849 ban is totally unpopular, right?
Yes.
Something like 90% of Wisconsinites don't support it. And yet they are beholden, and Dan Kelly, the Republican running for Supreme Court justice, are beholden to a group that actually wants to remove the life of the woman exception. You know, this tiny little narrow exception that doesn't really work for anyone. They want to actually take that out of the 1849 ban. Because of gerrymandering, they have, you know, the Republican members that are elected are just so extreme. They're so far out of the mainstream that they can't even really have a reasonable discussion about how abortion should be regulated, because they want it to be a crime for everyone. They would like to see women and doctors both punished. They would like to see IVF and birth control banned. And, you know, they're not stopping at, you know, just letting the 1849 law be decided by the Supreme Court. These guys are only going to be satisfied when abortion is a crime everywhere. And that's the scary part. So I don't think there's a lot of room for compromise. That said, the election on April 4th is going to change everything. And that's why it's just so important and so exciting that we have a chance to elect a justice who not only has a value that people should be able to decide for themselves when and whether to bring a child into the world, and also believes in democracy and will give us the chance to have a legislature that's more reflective of the diversity of Wisconsin's people.
Absolutely. And so you've gone to law school. You practiced as a lawyer before becoming a state senator, correct?
I did, yeah.
And so
a little bit.
So as far as just before we go to break, remind us what the case is that would end up going in front of the Supreme Court, as far as, because it's not like Janet Protasiewicz all of a sudden gets on the Supreme Court and it's just going to happen, right? Because it's people, we keep saying abortion's on the ballot. But there is a lawsuit that Josh Call and Governor Evers have filed. So can you refresh us on what the case is that could end up, will likely end up in front of the Supreme Court, that is why abortion is on the ballot?
Sure. So Wisconsin has this really archaic 1849 law that outlaws virtually all abortions. Attorney General Josh Call, after Dobbs came down, filed a lawsuit right away with Governor Evers, basically saying, hey, this 1849 law is not enforceable. And that's because, a number of reasons, but abortion has been heavily regulated over the last 50 years. And you can't have something that's both a crime and also regulated activity. It would be like saying, well, you're not allowed to rob banks, but if you do it on Tuesday morning and you wear green, then that's okay. It's either a crime or it's something that's a regulated or acceptable activity. So that's one reason. And the other thing is that even before Roe versus Wade came down in 1973, this ban was not enforced, right? There weren't prosecutors hunting people down in the 60s and 70s before Roe, prosecuting them for abortion. So people would be surprised. We have a lot of statutes that really are not enforced anymore. I mean, there's a law against adultery. So
there's a state law against adultery.
There is. Yeah. I mean,
remind my husband
the famous law about not being allowed to sell margarine in Wisconsin. Right. Yes. So we've had a lot of laws that have sort of come in and out of favor, and, usually they stop being enforced long before they're removed from the books. But the anti-choice movement fought very, very hard to keep this law on the books because they were waiting for this day. And they wanted to throw things into chaos and make it as hard for people to access abortion as they could. And so now the Supreme Court, it's in the local court, right? It's in the circuit court, and then it will be appealed regardless of this decision, I'm sure. And then eventually it will go up to the United States, to the state Supreme Court, where whoever the new justice is will have the opportunity to either follow very basic rules of statutory construction and say, yeah, the 1849 law is not enforceable, or put us back into the 1800s for good.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we have to take a break quickly, but when we come back, State Senator Keller Royce will still be here. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. We are joined by State Senator Keller Royce, and we were talking about the state of abortion access in our state, which we all know what it is right now, what it could be if you vote on April 4th, but also potentially when it comes to the abortion pill, what is happening nationally. And so just to wrap up that conversation, Senator, would you like people to know as far as this looming lawsuit and future, but also kind of our access to or ability to get pills?
Yeah. So I want everybody to do two things. You're going to go to your browser and type in aidaccess.org, AIDaccess.org. You're going to order an advance prescription for medication abortion. It costs about $100, but if you don't have it, they'll ship it anyway. You want to make sure that this is medication you have on hand when you need it. You don't want to have to wait a couple of weeks. You don't have to want to worry that it's not going to be available, have it on hand in advance. And then you're going to mark your calendar for April 4th and vote for Judge Janet Protasiewicz. And then you'll be covered in any circumstance.
Absolutely. All right. Were you surprised by Tuesday's results?
I mean, I just thought she knocked it out of the park. I was an early supporter of hers because I thought she was an incredible candidate. And as a lawyer, I really want the best Supreme Court we can have. And it was just clear that she had the experience that we need. But it was really great to see that people are fed up.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.